It's 7:41, time for the WHTC Bowling Report. Heard every Monday and Tuesday mornings at this time. And it's a service of Zealand Lanes and Coop and Burr Insurance on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station. Jim DeGraff joins us live to tell us about what the men kegglers are doing on Holland and Zealand Lanes. Jim, good morning. Hopefully you are nice and toasty warm this morning.
I have been in my snowplow truck since about 4:30.
Oh, you are like some of us. We are first responders. We are essential service people. We cannot take a snow day, unfortunately.
Exactly. Well, thanks for hosting again this morning, Gary. We're going to be wrapping up our 500, 600, 700 holiday tournament results. That is our completion of our third tournament for the season. And we have one more tournament coming up, and that will be our men's and women's annual city tournaments. And the entry deadline for that event will be this the last Saturday of this month, which is the 25th of January. So the entry blanks for the men's and women's city tournament are in all the area bowling houses. The results for the holiday tournament in the men's 600 division, Lyndon Johnson bowled games of 279, 257, 244, bowling his first ever 700 series, which was a 780, plus this handicap gave him the winning total in the handicap division of 882, and his 780 actual score was also the scratch winner for the 600 singles. In the men's 700 singles, Nick Watkins, a new bowler to our area, bowling in the new morning league over at Century Lanes, bowled games of 257, 278, 233 for a 768, plus his 67 pins handicap gave him the winning total of 835. Low to cash in the singles 700 handicap division is 757. Jim Rennick bowled games this past Saturday of 279, 279, 264 for an actual scratch score of 822. Jim actually threw away a 237 game, so bowled very well during the tournament. In the women's side of the holiday tournament, in the 500 division, Selena Horvath won both the actual and the handicap. Selena entered with 141 average, had games of 159, 172, 168 for a 499 actual series, plus her handicap gave her the winning total of 739. In the women's 600 tournament, Mary DeBoer won both events, actual and handicap. Mary entered the tournament with a 173 average. At all games over average, 199, 234, 255 for a 688 actual score, plus her handicap of 153 pins gave her the winning total of 841. Low to cash in women's 600 singles is 696. And then finally in the 700 side for the ladies, Belle Guerra won both the handicap and the scratch score. Belle had games of 245, 236, 186 for a 667 actual, plus her handicap of 62 pins gave her the handicap winning total of 729. Low to cash in the 700 singles for the ladies is 706. All these scores will be posted later on today on our website, greaterhollandbowling.com. And I apologize, over the weekend our website was down, but hopefully it will be back up again this morning. Looking at the high games for week number 18, we had four bowlers this week with 279 games, and they were Jamie Cerny from the West Ottawa League, Pat Fortney from Friday Night Rollers, Craig Borman from Zealand Suburban, and Dale Newberry from Saturday Night Fever. Bowling a 278 this week was Brad Strabbing from Zealand Monday Trios. A 277 this week was bowled by Bob Zuverink from Saturday Night Fever. Danny Van Dort from Saturday Night Fever with a 268. Robert Stilley from Saturday Night Fever with a 267. Gerald Finley from the Northern Lights League had a 267 game. And finishing up the top 10 this week, Larry Sebring from the BML League with a 266. In the high series for the week, Dale Newberry from Saturday Night Fever with 779. We had two bowlers this week with 771s, and they were Jamie Cerny from the West Ottawa League and Danny Van Dort from Saturday Night Fever. Bob Zuverink from Saturday Night Fever with a 759. Jeff Neve from Zealand Monday Trio, 745. Seth Bauman, also from Zealand Monday Trios, was 739. Trent Newberry from Zealand Monday Trios was 718. Robert Stilley from Saturday Night Fever with a 716. Nick Smith from Zealand Monday Trios with a 707. And finishing up the high series this week, we had two bowlers with 704s, and they were Jack Dozman from Zealand Suburban and Tim Vandenbosch from Saturday Night Fever. Well, Gary, we'll let you get back to your cancellation list and your busy morning, and thanks again for allowing us time on this busy day, this busy wintry morning, for us to share bowling scores with you.
Thank you very much, Jim. Be safe as you move about, taking care of some plowing duties, and I'll talk to you, Brett, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Jim DeGraff with the Men's Bowling Report, presented by Zealand Lanes on East Washington Avenue in Zealand, and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency, Coop & Burr, on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC Holland's hometown station.